Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah, news yesterday coming out of our local newsroom that AgroTrend have had to cancel for 2023, saying that they didn't want to run at a loss for the fourth year in a row because of COVID and the like. It's concerning because that's been going for, what, 43 years or something?
Yeah, amazing event. And look, it just goes on the back of the real attack on agricultural and rural shows. And to hear that the federal government cut funding in their first budget, again, I hope this hasn't contributed, but I guess it may have. But look, it's about the community getting behind these agricultural shows and really the community, the stakeholders getting together and to work with particularly Rotary Club in this event. And after 40-odd years to see this one not running, it's a very sad day. And with our fingers crossed that they can get some more stakeholders on board to make it a success.
Yeah, very much so, because we need those agro trends and those agro shows around the region. Now, obviously, more developments in relation to the Bundaberg Base Hospital this week. Without stating the obvious, what's going on?
Well, look, I guess we wish we knew. And I guess what we are all we're asking for is transparency and honesty in for our community to really get to the bottom of these allegations that we got over the weekend. And I must stress, this is not a reflection on the staff. We understand. And these are the staff that reached out to us, Daniel, about the horror show that was the base hospital over the weekend. And, of course, knowing that double banking in emergency where there should only be one bed, we're running out of food. We've witnessed IOUs for medication because they ran out of medication. And again, people being discharged. Those patients and families and those frontline service workers that have contacted us, they're at wit's end. And all we're asking for is seriously, can we just get acknowledgement that there's a crisis? Can we just work together to make sure that our patient safety and service delivery is all it can be? And again, it's not about the political cover-up and argy-bargy. We're just over that. And again, we cannot just keep getting statements from the hospital telling us everything's fine, because quite clearly, the amount of phone calls we've had all over the weekend, including yesterday, where people are in complete distress about all these issues. And the emergency department, we just cannot get our head around why we have such a bad performing ED. And I guess hearing of the stories of people on the floor or in the back of ambulances continues. And here we are 7 years in, and I guess what we're saying is, please, just give us the, you know, some sort of acknowledgement and the respect that the Queensland Health Service is in crisis.
What then, from your perspective and the opposition side, what are you looking for then to do? Is this coming out of the Health Minister, Yvette Darth, saying, look, yep, there's an issue. What are you looking for?
Yeah, because then we can start to get the governance right. We can start to stop politicising and covering up all these issues. We've got to put the doctors and nurses back in charge. And what's changed, of course, is you have a board and a CEO and a lot of good executives that have left this hospital now controlling the show. So it's about clinicians talking about what they need to do to make sure emergency is efficient. It's not about bureaucracy, and that's what has changed in a big way. You've got people that are not clinicians, not trained, trying to make it a business, an administrative business and a bureaucracy, not a place for healthcare and service delivery. And that has proven to work in the past. And again, my call is today, I think really seriously we need to look at the executive of the hospital and I think the board structure. And we've seen board failures in Mackay where they've all been sacked overnight. I'm not calling for sackings here today, but I'm saying stop the cover-up, stop the arrogance, and get back to health basics. And once we do that, we can start to build on a place to be. We cannot recruit here because of such the bad reputation and the culture that exists. So we've got to make Bundaberg Hospital a destination of choice for those professionals, and more importantly, those patients and families that turn up and expect to be seen and get the service they expect and deserve, get exactly that.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joins me this morning on The Big Brekkie. And I understand you're supporting the 16 days of activism. For those who aren't aware of what this is about, what is this about?
Well, look, it's a wonderful initiative of Zonta locally, and 16 days that we focus on ending, you know, gender-based violence, and it starts this Friday. Tragically, we've seen more reports from the Auditor-General last week where we're really continually failing in this area. And look, it's just such a terrible, insidious thing that it plagues our community when we see ending violence, particularly against women. And look, people will shout, yes, it's men as well, and I acknowledge that. But predominantly, statistically, we would have the women and children in a vulnerable position. But it should be all gender-based violence. And we're saying it doesn't matter where we are, but we've got to have a countdown of 16 days, events every day in Bundaberg. We encourage people to get on the Zonda Facebook or websites or give our office a call. We'll be involved heavily because it's something we should be doing every day of every year. But everyone has a role to play to get rid of this insidious issue in our community.
And just finally, year 12s, they've finished school last week. I remember when I was doing year 12, it was a muck-up day at the end. That was our last day, and we ended up throwing flour at each other. That was exciting, let me tell you. And a few of them went on to be bakers, so that was a good start for them. So, obviously, they finished last week. Just a brief message, if you wouldn't mind, just in relation to finishing year 12 and onwards and upwards, as they say.
Well, it's a monumentous, terrific example and a journey you've been on. Don't forget to thank all those people around you, your family and friends and the teachers that invested so much time into your years of education. But more importantly, enjoy your life, enjoy your careers, and make sure that you give it all you've got, because school was the best years of your life, and now you have a time to celebrate and expand your horizons with the education you've gained.
I do like the fact that sometimes when people say, you know, like, I want to leave school, I want to go and do this, I want to go to work, I want to do that, and then they go to work and they go, wish I went back to school.
Yeah, well, I just say, in all sincerity, it is the best days they've had. Mm. The last 12 years of their lives have been the most amazing years, and now the real world beckons. But look, I just, around the school awards we've been to, our young people are very well prepared for what the future holds. They're very intelligent. They're very skilled up on what's out there. And I guess as we go forward, you know, just be safe over this celebratory period. Stay away from school. He's on the Gold Coast. Stay local. But look, you know, seriously, it's an important time and reflection now about what the future can be and should be.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's 1332 4BU.